You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 1:02:18:19:20 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning, and this is the show where we might talk about birds. Usually, it's 30 minutes worth of music and 30 minutes of my talking, but today, we are joined by two very special guests, the two people who expressed interest in coming. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yes, I'm David.
Good.
And I'm Patrick.
Excellent. Friends of the show, David has been here before. Patrick, I don't know if you've ever been on my show.
I've not been on your show, no.
But you've been on shows before.
I have.
And I was just saying, okay, so we were talking about how we talk in the microphones. And let me clarify, I have prepared three songs for this show and you just heard two of them. That was I Bet You Will Look Good on the Dance Floor by Arctic Monkeys, followed by the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. And the rest of this is us filling time. I can play songs at different points to break it up a bit, but it's all very free form because it's WMFO in Medford.
Woofmo.
Woofmo. Hawoo. We need a wolf mascot, I think. Rose would be okay with that.
I think Rose would be okay.
Rose.
Rose likes dogs.
Yeah. Rose is the general manager. She said she'd be here tonight.
Oh.
Well, she's not.
She's not here. But that's not the point. The point is we were talking about talking in microphones and how I do it way too close to the microphone so that my lips are touching the microphone and I apologize. But you know kind of how a sneeze sometimes smells like something?
It smells like
I do not know what you're talking about.
I know that sneezes have a particular smell.
Like it's not for me. It's not every sneeze, but sometimes I'll sneeze.
Oh, I guess yeah. When you like breathe in right before the sneeze, that kind of scent.
I'm talking after.
Oh,
it's kind of
like the feeling. Like it's a painful, not like painful, but like ticklish, painful kind of scent.
Hmm.
And then it kind of comes out.
Sometimes when I have like really bad like seasonal allergies, I'll sneeze really hard, and that sneeze has a very distinctive smell. So I...
Mm-hmm. And is it like a sweet smell, would you say? No? No, do we have different...
Not a pleasant one.
it's a smell. Okay. It's hard to describe.
Because,
it's mm-hmm. a sneezy smell.
Because every now and then, I'll have a sneeze that results in like a pretty like kind of pleasant, almost floral smell.
I think you should get that checked out.
Maybe I should, but the point is, that smell is kind of what the microphone bulb tastes like. And with that being said...
Simultaneous sighs.
Yeah. We don't know how we're going to spend the next 55 minutes of the show. We know that we're going to play at least one more song. I have a backup song prepared, and I can have more, but I have up here, and people told me not to do this... One of you, or maybe both of you, said we shouldn't do this, but I have 20 icebreaker games to make your next meeting fun.
Okay.
This is written by Stephanie Ray.
Oh, I love her.
This is projectmanager.com, which might be the worst website I've ever read. It starts off saying, meetings. Ugh, am I right? And let's get a quick poll of the room. Is Stephanie right? Patrick, you have the floor. I'll mute the rest of us.
I would tend to usually agree about most meetings are, mm-hmm. Yeah, Jonah just tried to talk.
But, I did. Okay. David, you have the floor.
Meetings. I would prefer not.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Great. So Steffi doesn't like meetings, but here are 20 cool games that we're going to play to make this bearable. Maybe bearable is setting the bar too low. Here's a fun game. It's number 3, and it's called What's Your Favorite Year? Now, who can guess what this game's going to be about?
It's about telling you our favorite years?
Okay, let's not jump the gun.
Okay.
As the meeting settles, get people focused by asking what their favorite year is and why. Not only is this interesting, but it provides an avenue for people to know each other in a more intimate way.
Is this like year overall or year that you've lived?
It just says year.
I don't know. I like 1997.
1997. Yeah. Was that the year before you were born?
No, that was the year I was born.
Okay.
Because if Shrek Forever After has taught me anything,
mm-hmm.
it's that the day you were born is the most important day of your life, because without it, none of the other days would exist. Wait, okay. For your life.
Okay.
Shrek teaching valuable lessons as always.
What is Shrek Forever After? That should be on this list of icebreakers.
Okay, so full mm-hmm. disclaimer. I have not watched the movie in one sitting from beginning to end
mm-hmm.
because I couldn't get through it.
Okay.
But I have seen snippets that together make up about 2/3 of the movie.
Okay.
So Shrek... He's lived through 3 Shrek movies.
Okay.
So he's kind of a celebrity.
Right.
And everyone loves him.
Yes, I love
But he
Shrek.
Says, I miss the times when everyone hated me.
Okay.
And I could just scare people and live in a swamp. And now I have to live in a kingdom because I'm a king.
Uh-huh.
So he asks Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah.
To let him be an ogre, like a scary ogre again. And Rumpelstiltskin says, okay, for one day, you can be a scary ogre and not a celebrity.
Okay.
All I need is for you to give me one day of your life. Like, I'll just take it away. And it won't.
No.
It's as if it never happened.
Wait, I know it's happening.
So.
Based on, okay.
Yeah, so Shrek lives out his fantasy of being a scary ogre. And then when he comes back, the world is in a post-apocalyptic scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Because Rumpelstiltskin took away that Shrek was born.
So hold
and
up.
Because Shrek never existed, the world completely fell apart.
Because Shrek is so important. I guess, well, I mean, Koda, let's analyze this. I'm going to say real quick, I've got Shrek Forever After pulled up on Google. We're talking 58% Rotten Tomatoes. However, 89% of Google users like the movie.
Okay, the Google user rating uh-huh. is always in the 90s.
No, not this one.
That's
this one is
something.
89.
That's saying something.
But you know, I understand the sort of feelings about the world breaking apart with Shrek not being in it. I understand that's kind of silly. But if let's get meta about it and say that this is a universe designed around Shrek, and in some ways, it's like delightfully self-referential, isn't it? Have y'all read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
I have not.
I have, yes.
Okay. I read it a long time ago, like in middle school.
It has been a while.
And in one of the books, I don't think the first one, have you read the entire thing?
Yes, but
okay.
They got less and less memorable.
Okay, well, follow me on this train. In one of the books...
I mean, it's on one track. It's kind of hard to go in a different direction.
Choo-choo. Patrick, I can mute you. In one of the books, the arrogant president guy who looks kind of like Richard Branson in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy movie. Have you seen this movie?
No.
Okay. Hold up. It's not worth it.
Okay.
It's not worth it. The arrogant president, you know, okay. Once again,
How many times are you switching tracks on this train?
Just follow me on it, okay? There are multiple tracks, but there's only one train, so that's your option. Okay, in the universe of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, there is a device that will show you how insignificant you are in the universe.
I do remember this. I know exactly
Great.
Where this is going.
And it drives you crazy.
Right, because it shows you how insignificant you are in the grand scheme of the universe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the arrogant president guy gets, like, captured. Once again, I read this book in middle school.
This is the guy with two heads, right?
Mm.
Zaphod Beeblebrox.
That's right. Excellent. I knew you could help. He gets captured, but he's in, like, a fake universe, and they take him to the machine, and he doesn't go crazy. And the reason is because within this fake universe, he is the most important thing because the universe was made to capture him.
Mm.
That's like Shrek Forever After.
This was the most pointless tangent I've ever been a part of.
Patrick, that's the entire show. That's like, all this is.
Because usually he's the only one here.
Yeah,
he can do this as much as he wants.
In fact, I have to because I give myself time to fill. Okay, guys. Here's a fun one.
Not answering everyone the question? We're just...
Patrick, what's your favorite year?
What are the rules? What are the guidelines here?
I will read you what
you said, but are we setting up that it has to be a year you lived?
No.
Any year.
Yeah.
We could get historical with this.
Doesn't even have to be like in the Gregorian system. I don't care.
Oh, Lord.
We can't have dead air.
I know, I'm trying to think.
So just keep making thinking.
Make thinking noises at the same time.
Thinking noises are okay.
Would
we be able to split the year so it's like half the end of one year and the beginning
Gregorian means nothing
to me. That's a continuous year.
Yeah, as long as it's 365 days.
Well,
it doesn't need to be an Earth year.
Okay. If I'm being honest, okay. It would be the end of 2018 and the beginning of 2019.
Should I ask?
No, you already know.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a sad reason.
Okay. Well, which leads on to activity number five, no smiling. Is what 2012? It's called.
Wait.
Okay,
2012 Chelsea Champions League. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Great moment for soccer.
It's not because the world ended?
Well, the world didn't end, so.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we could be... living in the remains of a post-apocalyptic world that we all just kind of missed.
Or this could be purgatory.
Maybe Chelsea soccer fun was the harbinger of the end times.
Yeah, maybe.
I used to think it was Harbinger.
Harbinger.
Until I was a senior in high school. And I wrote it in a paper. And I got the paper back. And he was like, what is this word? And I was like, isn't it like this... thing, and he's like, that's Harbinger.
I thought you were so refined.
Yeah. I went to a private Quaker high school where...
A Quaker high school?
Yeah, it was Quaker.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know Quakers still existed.
Oh, man, they have high schools everywhere. They're mostly high schools now.
It was called Friends Academy.
They're all
I'm
called
just giving
Friends.
Out my information, so
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, this is Patrick, and he went to a school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Unheard of. Allegedly, I went to school.
What was your school's mascot?
Quaker
Oats?
And it wasn't Quaker Oats. That's William Penn.
No.
He's a famous Quaker.
I mean, I can't say anything. My school's mascot, I went to school in Lexington, so my school's mascot was the Minuteman.
Oof.
That's kind of thematically similar.
I'd rather it be a Minuteman than a Quaker.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. There's a Quaker school in D.C., Sidwell Friends. They're all Friends
Yeah,
schools.
The schools have all some
Friends was
thing.
My school's rival high school. The Obamas went there. And their mascot was the Fighting Quakers, which was supposed to
That's very oxymoronic.
That was the joke.
Ah.
Yeah. We usually beat them in sports, but not always.
We had a terrible football team.
Yeah, we didn't even have a football team. They had a football team. We didn't, so we never beat them in football.
We don't even have homecoming.
No.
That's very sad.
That's how important football is at the high school.
We had a very good soccer team. Hey. So, soccer was kind of big. And football was big, even though we were bad at it.
Well,
People hyped it up, and then they were always bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was always fun.
Yeah, my school...
soccer would win, and football would lose.
My school had the grasshopper, or the hoppers, as the mascot, which, you know, take it or leave it.
So, like the villain from A Bug's Life.
Yeah, is that how A Bug's Life went?
Yeah, the main villain was called Hopper, and he was a grasshopper.
All right, here's a controversial topic. Here's number 19 on the project manager icebreakers list, Bug's Life, an ants ripoff.
I don't believe you. That's number 19.
It's not actually. I shouldn't say it's here because I've, referenced the author, and I don't want to then commit libel, sedition.
I don't know what it's
called. One of them is when it's printed in a newspaper.
Okay. What is this? What am I doing?
I don't know. It's not right.
Am I
so
defaming?
Just don't do
all
it.
Right.
There's like slander, defamation,
this
libel. They're all different.
Lying.
Right. Lying.
Stephanie Ray has not said what I have said. There you go.
Okay, so what have you said?
I said, and this is just a conversation starter. Let me play devil's advocate.
Okay.
Bug's Life, an ants ripoff.
So which one was Bug's Life?
That's a good question.
Bug's Life was the one when the ants were blue, and it was the Pixar movie.
Okay.
Ants was the one.
I vaguely remember.
Oh.
Yeah.
My voice died.
That happens.
I vaguely remember Bug's Life. I remember the ant movie a lot more.
The ant movie was the one where ants literally get decapitated.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And the main character talks to a severed head.
What? Yeah.
Yes.
Wasn't ants like?
It was a good movie from what I remember.
Hold up. Let's Google will help. Ants. Ants are a eusocial insect.
Okay.
Of the
fan. All right. Okay. No, it's ants with a Z.
Oh, you're right. There we go.
Also, I remember watching the movie recently, and Sylvester Stallone plays like a big ant.
Yeah, he plays like a big buff ant.
Yeah, and he says
swaps positions with like a worker ant.
Yeah, and he says a word that I can't repeat on the radio.
Oh, please don't.
Which was very odd for a kids' movie.
Well, I'll tell you.
It started with a B, because he said...
Did it end with a T?
No.
You mean an H?
Did it end with a D?
No, he was saying...
What words are you thinking of? I mean, don't say them,
but... He was talking to the main character, and he was saying, like, stop whining. But instead of whining, he used a word that started with a B.
Ah, really? Okay. In like a kids' movie?
It was weird.
I'm going to steer this conversation to the Google summary of ants. I'll tell you what, 93% of Rotten Tomatoes. Pretty good. But 77% of Google users liked the movie.
That's shockingly low. Google users love movies.
There's a featured song. Maybe we can play it on the radio. Hold up. Let's,
I don't know how I feel about this.
It's the ants. I think it was made for the movie. The ants go marching to war.
Well, they would play like a classical music song when like the exterminator came by and was like spraying the mist.
That is the ant bully.
Okay.
Oh, that's a different movie.
I've got.
There's a lot of ant movies out there.
There are.
Let me cue up this song.
Surprising.
What is the artist of this song, do we think?
Do you want to take a guess as to how many ant-related movies there are out there?
Do you know an answer to this?
We can Google.
This is actually number 9 of the 20 icebreaker games you can play.
Is this more lies?
Guess. Yeah, no, it is. And I really shouldn't say that it's true.
Guess how many movies there are that have to do with ants?
I mean, I'll tell you.
Ants have a major say in the plot.
Maybe we... Okay, here's a quick game we can play. Okay. Are you going to tell me if this is a real icebreaker game? Can you see the screen?
Yeah, I just won't look at it.
All right, a real icebreaker game or a fake one?
Okay.
Number one, one word.
One word for what?
That's the name of the game.
I'll believe it. I don't think you can make that up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Number two, skill set.
These are not very descriptive titles.
But I think that's
Stephanie
one.
Is trying her best. Yeah.
I just want to know what these are now. I'm curious.
You piqued my curiosity.
All right, well, we got to kill time, so. maybe, actually, you know what we're going to do? I'll tell you what we're going to... No, I can't do that. I was going to play calming music in the background, but then I'd have to log it.
Okay.
One word is what's one word you'd use to describe yourself?
David.
David?
Yeah.
Oof.
Patrick, you're up.
I'm leaning towards Patrick.
Okay, that's good.
I'm also thinking Patrick.
I'm also going to pick David.
Wait. You can just take my name.
I'm not. It's any word. Everyone picks one.
Okay, DJ Henning. How does David describe you?
I'll tell you how it goes. Everyone picks one, and then they're referred to that name throughout the meeting. So, if you would please call me David now.
Is this a meeting, though?
Yes,
it's a meeting of the minds.
Yeah. It's a meeting of three minds live on air.
Okay. Let's, for a second, what if we didn't pick names? We pick like an adjective. So like
wet. That is my word.
Oh no.
That seems so weird. Just naming something that describes them.
So these games are meant to be played in succession, I should add. So this is how the meeting starts.
Okay.
And so you pick a word and you call that for the rest of these 19 things.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll pick wet.
Okay, so you're wet.
Actually, maybe I should be Stephanie.
How does Stephanie describe you?
Because right now I'm acting the part of Stephanie and that I'm reading through her list of 20 icebreaker games to make your next meeting fun. Oh my god. Okay.
There's a siren outside.
Don't panic, guys.
They're coming for us.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, it's gone. Or it's either that or it's here and it's just turned the siren off.
FBI's coming to break down the door.
Okay. So we have David, Patrick, Wet.
Not Stephanie?
Oh. I thought we had to use like an adjective and we were going to actually do this.
It just says one word you'd use to describe yourself.
I feel like it's against the spirit of the game to use your own name.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Okay, let's go.
I don't know. How about Asian?
Asian. Okay.
You said it, okay?
Yeah, I said it.
You said it, so it's okay.
I'm not ashamed of it.
I mean, you shouldn't be. There's no reason.
Thank you for that, Asian.
I just realized you're going to call me Asian from now on. Yeah, no, I accept it. I dug this hole. Okay. I'll live in it.
Patrick?
I'm trying to think of the right word here. Because there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So I will say... turmoil.
Turmoil. Okay, turmoil. That's good. That's what I wanted to hear.
Is it? Did you want to hear that?
Deep down. Well, I know. At least he's being honest.
Okay.
I can't find the Ants theme song still, but let's pick a word for me. We're going to go
He's already said wet. I thought you were going with wet.
Yeah,
wet.
We're going to stick with wet.
Okay,
wet.
We got Asian turmoil wet. Okay. Game number two.
Wet Asian in turmoil.
Don't know.
That's good. That's radio appropriate. It's not against any rules, so we're going to say it's fine.
Sure.
Number two, skill set. It says, what is one skill or talent each person would like to develop? It can be work-related, which helps you... Okay, just make it... It can be anything.
Anything. Okay.
Okay.
I would like to develop my photo editing skills.
Okay.
I would also like to do that, but I'll say I would like to get my work ethic increased.
That's good.
I'm not very good at that.
That's good, and I would like to be a better radio host.
Well, I mean...
Well, that's what we're working on right now, Jim.
Step one is icebreakers.
I apologize.
Oh, yeah, wet.
Thank you. I am wet.
Because... Okay.
Next, what's your favorite year? We've done this
one. We've done that.
My favorite year is year 8. Because I feel like not enough people talk about it.
Would you like to talk about it? Do you have anything to say about year 8?
Well, let's see what Google has to say. The best thing...
Jesus was 8 years old.
Year 8. Year 8 is an educational year group in schools in many countries.
Oh, this is saying like a
It doesn't even offer me like another option.
Do you want to say like 8 AD and see what comes up?
Yeah. 8 AD. AD8. Okay. It was a leap
ADHD.
Year. Guys, it was a leap year starting on a Sunday of the Julian calendar.
That makes sense. It's a multiple of 4.
Are we on the Julian calendar these days?
No, we're on the Gregorian, aren't we?
I believe so.
There were some important things that happened.
Funny thing.
Yeah.
There was, because of the discrepancies between the Julian Gregorian and where different countries adopted them.
The cops are back.
There's a particular year for in Russia. Mm-hmm. There is like 2 weeks in that year that just don't exist.
Oh yeah, because, I remember that.
Because I've that's when they switched calendars.
Yes, so, I've seen a YouTube video on this.
So they just jumped days, and those days just don't exist in Russia.
Bizarre.
It's just blank, non-existent days.
Man, don't tell that to Proust.
It's canon.
That's a highbrow joke.
It's canon in the Russian universe. It's crazy.
In the Russian cinematic universe.
Excellent. I'm glad we could talk about that.
Yes, thank you.
Russia, the prequel and sequel to the Soviet Union.
Okay, here's a good one that Stephanie provides us. This is a really well-fleshed-out exercise. It's called M&M's.
Okay.
It says, everyone loves candy. Admit it. It has an exclamation mark as if it's making a demand of me.
I have never had any qualms about admitting my love for candy.
Turmoil, thank you. Asian, do you admit it?
Yes, I admit it.
And I admit it. And now it goes on to say, so why not get a bag of M&Ms and pass them out?
We don't have any.
I am so sorry.
I mean, GoPuff stopped delivering, so I think we don't have any chance of...
We are also not allowed to have food in the station.
Oh, that's true. So double negative.
But here's where the activity gets
positive?
Really fun and interesting. Mm-hmm. It says, whatever color the person gets means they have to answer a specific question about themselves. You can have some fun.
Wait.
I'm sorry. You can have some fun figuring out what the questions are.
What?
Yeah.
So we assign a question to a color.
Yeah.
Just ask a question. We don't have any M&Ms. That's just ask us a question.
Yeah. So why don't we just ask each other a different question each?
Acknowledge that activity 4 is make your own activity.
Yes, 100%.
We're 4 in a list of 20.
It's make your own activity with extra steps.
And Stephanie is already there at just make it up yourself. But anyways, okay, let's ask each other questions then. Who wants to go first? We'll go in a circle.
Okay.
So Asian goes to turmoil.
You have people who are just joining in.
Yeah,
for people who are just joining in, this is completely consensual.
Yes, this is probably birds. We're not talking about birds right now. It's a talk show for tonight and tonight only.
Okay.
Usually it's half a talk show.
You know what? Let's steer the conversation towards birds. Okay. Turmoil, do you have a favorite bird?
I think I would have to go with the bald eagle.
You would have to.
Country. Like, it's just a very... there's actually a few of them around where I am from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Long Island, so
once again,
actually, people can find me.
Yeah,
you know, fight me. there actually have been bald eagles flying around around the north shore of Long Island. Mm-hmm. So it's and there's a lot of people. There's a big Facebook following, so there's a lot of pictures, and they're pretty cool looking, and they're the national bird, so.
All right, good answer. Thank you for that turmoil. I guess you to me.
Okay. Wet.
Wet. Yes, that is wet. That is my name for the duration of this meeting.
This is a lot of pressure to come up with a question on the spot.
Yep, just...
That's a joke that few people...
That's a joke only Asian gets, and I can guarantee none of the listeners understand that joke. But that's okay.
That's what the show's about, inside jokes.
Yeah, well, I guess...
If you want to think of a question, I can play the ants song.
I have a question. What's your favorite movie?
That's the problem. Do I have a favorite movie? I'll tell you what.
You can go top 5 if you can't think of one.
Top 5. Have I seen 5 movies?
You can do top 3.
You can do top 1.
What is a movie you've seen? No, I really like Baby Driver.
Oh, Baby Driver was really good.
I heard that was good. I saw the opening scene.
It was very good.
It's a fun time.
I do like... I have seen a few Edgar Wright movies. That's one. That's an Edgar Wright movie.
I have no idea. I could be wrong.
And I'm not currently looking it up.
I'm inclined to believe you just because you named it.
It might be, right?
Okay.
Is it?
All right, I'll finally look it up. All right, baby.
Well, I thought that's what you were
doing. I thought you were doing. You were typing on the computer.
I was looking up different movies. Edgar Wright. It is Edgar Wright.
Okay, so... Yes, I have seen a few Edgar Wright movies.
You weren't Edgar wrong.
And you were Edgar Wright. I did like the Edgar Wright movies, so I think I would like it.
Yeah,
another great movie I've seen, Lost in Hong Kong. Okay? Do you know this movie?
I do not.
Turmoil?
I have never heard of this movie.
Okay, let me give you a brief summary. 60% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Have you actually seen this movie, or did you just look it up?
I have. 76% like this movie, so not high on either scale, but... I saw this movie in theaters with friends. It's all in Chinese. I was reading the subtitles, and it's bizarre. It takes so many twists and turns. I'll read you the description. It's a very short description on Google. It says, "Well, on a sightseeing trip with his wife and brother-in-law, a man becomes involved in a murder investigation in Hong Kong." And let's just say that things snowball from there. It's an action movie. It's a rom-com. It's all in Chinese.
Sounds like they couldn't have the budget to make multiple movies, so they slammed them all into the same movie.
Turmoil, you say that. I'm pretty sure it's part of like a trilogy.
Oh.
So they've made multiple movies. It's like part of the Lost In series. They're like... let's find out.
Is one of them Lost In Space?
They do not have Lost In Space, I don't think. But they do have... Here's the soundtrack. Hold up. I'm not sure if I'll actually ever find it.
Are you not going to say,
Let's Play Uno the Movie is not one of your favorite movies of all time.
Uno the Movie. I've never seen Uno the Movie.
That's something we need to fix.
Yeah.
The Room is also good.
Ooh. Well, I've not seen it. I need to see it.
You'll have a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll ask Asian a question now.
Yeah.
All right.
Can you ask me what my ethnicity is?
Yeah. Asian. What is your ethnicity?
Oh yeah. I'm Asian. If Thanks. You want to be more specific, I'm Vietnamese.
Great. Okay. Game number 5. Game number 5.
I think, what is that noise?
Is that the air conditioner?
Is it? It's really...
That's horrifying.
It's the issue is that it's definitely being picked up on the show.
Oh, no.
I think we're louder than
you know what? Maybe, well, we figure out what this noise is. I'll pull up Asian's song. It is what? I won't say it.
Okay, so...
I know which one it is.
You know which one? Okay, so I'm going to introduce it. It's a very...
Is that one?
Yes, it is that one. This is a very inspirational song for me. It holds a special place in my heart. I even wrote a research paper about it last semester. Yeah, last semester. Yeah.
Yeah, give it a piece of your ear. Here we go.
She was looking kind of dumb with
All right, everyone, we just heard Imagine All-Star People by Neil Cicierega. That is David's favorite song.
Asian's favorite song.
Asian's favorite song.
It's one of my favorite songs. I wouldn't say it is my favorite.
And then we heard I'm Not Part of Me by Cloud Nothings. Real quick, I want to apologize for the ambient noise. A fan turned on in the station, and a note on the fan says it will turn off when we log songs on Spinatron. It has not done that. So, oh well. But anyways, now we have a quick PSA from Turmoil.
It's your boy Turmoil. First of all, shout out to Truett and Reed.
Shout out.
But this is important. This is something that actually is important to me, and I get angry at it, so it's an important PSA. It's called Passenger. Texting while driving, prevention PSA. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of somebody who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. Message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextsstoprex.org.
There you go. So, PSA, don't text and drive.
It's dumb.
It's dumb, and you might hurt someone badly. Do we want to continue with our fun icebreaker games?
I've been having a good time.
Yeah, I'm having a blast.
Thank you, Turmoil and Asian.
It never gets old.
It's a 20 list, a 20 item list. We are at item 5.
We've made great progress.
Yes, we have 18 minutes.
Shout out to the Tuskegee team.
Number 5, this is a game called No Smiling.
Okay.
Tell everyone in a very serious tone that you will not tolerate any smiling. Let's try that. I will not tolerate any smiling. You are already smiling, Turmoil. You are smiling.
I was not.
Asian, you're doing great. Then tell them a joke. See if people can keep a straight face. You might not be a comedian, but it's harder than you think not to laugh. All right. I don't have any jokes. This radio show.
Yay.
Hey, you're smiling. Moving on.
I am smiling. I lost.
Okay. Item number 6 is called Exquisite Corpse.
Okay, continue.
Okay.
This sounds like some Dexter
Exquisite Corpse thing. Now, this is when, okay, I'll tell you real quick. This is when Stephanie Ray takes a dramatic turn.
Oof. This is like the turning point in the story.
Let's take a quick overview. We started off with very typical icebreaker games. Then we got to number 4, which was M&M's, also known as Make Your Own Activity.
Also known as my house name.
We then had No Smiling, and that's kind of the calm before the storm of Exquisite Corpse. Stephanie writes, this is a game that was created by the Surrealists, in which you divide a piece of paper in 3, and then 3 people must draw the head, torso, and legs, respectively, without seeing what the person before them drew. Inevitably,
this is great for radio.
Yeah, that's
inevitably, the final drawing is a hoot. I don't know if we're going to do this. We're going to...
translates.
Yeah, we have a great number of people for it, but unfortunately...
Yeah, we do have 3 people. We can describe a head, a body, and... what is it? A head, body, legs?
Like
head,
a legs. Person.
Okay.
Just a person with all their body parts.
I don't know if that's... All right, I'm going to do the head.
I don't think we should do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Number 7 is Desert Island Picks.
Oh.
No, you... That Stephanie anticipates this, and she writes...
Oh, no.
Stephanie read you like a book.
She did. And she writes... You've heard the old, if you were stranded on a desert island, what one book would you have with you? That's what you're expecting, right?
Yes.
Well, Stephanie adds a twist. Stephanie writes, well, find out. It could be books, music, food, etc.
That is not a twist. Oh, you were just asking me the question.
No. But I also was learning with you what it was. I thought Stephanie was going to give us a twist.
I thought Stephanie had an ace up her sleeve.
No, Stephanie essentially wrote, you've heard
of... She had a 2 of clubs.
Yeah. Yeah, but let's once again, let's analyze this. This is interpretive work we're doing. Stephanie writes, you've heard of this old normal boring icebreaker. Do it.
Try it.
Yeah.
Besides,
do it anyway.
But give it a shot.
I don't want to give you an explicit way to do it, so kind of make up your own.
Make it up.
Everyone knows how to do it, so I don't have to tell you.
Once again, this is item 7 of a 20-item list, so buckle up.
We could skip this in favor of something more interesting.
Well, that's an excellent segue into item 8, which is which is what annoys you. And you just talk about something that annoys you.
Okay.
I can rant about how people say bougie.
Bougie.
Because bourgeoisie is the middle class. It's not high aristocratic, like high-end retail, high-end quality goods.
Mm-hmm.
It's bourgeoisie, bougie stuff. Mm-hmm. By definition, would be more average middle class goods. And so when mm-hmm. people say something's bougie, they often mean aristocratic, and it annoys me endlessly, and I know I'm the only one who feels this way.
All right, counterpoint. Knowledge is socially constructed?
Everything's socially constructed.
We are not.
It doesn't
going
mean
there.
Anything. That doesn't prove any point. That also annoys me when something says something's a social construct, because everything's a social construct. So it doesn't prove any point or disprove any point. It's just a statement that doesn't mean anything.
If we're going to rant about stuff that annoys us, I'm going to go with anthropology.
Anthropology as a field.
At least my experience with it. Admittedly, I've only taken one class, so I am admitting that I'm quickly judging an entire field by this one class.
What was that one class?
It was Intro to the Anthropology of Science and Technology.
Okay.
That does sound like a bit of a drag.
I will put it out there, though, that the professor was the best part of the class. So I'm not trying to degrade the professor in any way.
Nice.
But the content of that class was like, so what is a technology? And the answer was, if you really think about it, everything is a technology.
Wow.
Now, if you ask, you can also ask the question, if everything's a technology, what's the point of defining the word technology?
Yes, I will ask that question.
There's no point to anything.
Yeah, it's always what you think you know about the world is wrong, but we will not provide a satisfactory answer to what is right.
I am taking an anthropology class next semester, so I'm very excited.
Well,
it's called Myth, Ritual, and Symbol. I'm taking it with Rose, actually. So,
well, yeah. See, I only
sign up for that class if you would like to take a class with Turmoil and DJ Tolstoy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I only took one class, so maybe that class is completely different.
We'll see.
I could
we'll
be
find
wrong.
Out.
Hard to say.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Well, wait. What annoys you? Wet.
You know, honestly, I'm not a very annoy-prone person.
I've noticed that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm getting another call. Why do they do this? Okay, y'all have to talk, okay, while I answer this call.
Okay.
So,
what do we think annoys Wet? Sandpaper?
Sandpaper annoys everyone. but I think a lot of things might actually annoy him, especially in Smash Bros.
Smash Bros. God. So, like, Snake?
Snake might annoy him. But I think when people use the pocket feature of Isabelle or Villager, because he says it's very gimmicky.
See, because he likes to play as Isabelle, but he also likes to play as the Wii Fit Trainer.
Oh, he does.
And if you pocket the Wii Fit Trainer's soccer ball, the Wii Fit Trainer cannot spawn another one.
I can
one.
See how that would be quite annoying.
Because Freddie, a friend who is currently not here, I was playing against him, and he was playing random, as he always does, and he found out he could do it, and everyone in the room learned that the villager could do that at that moment, and it was very annoying.
Guys, I'm going to have to interrupt real quick.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to let Miguel talk to y'all himself. Miguel, don't swear. Miguel, I think you're on the radio.
Yes.
Hello.
Try talking.
The stream is a while behind, so I'm not listening to it anymore.
Okay.
Hi, Miguel.
DJ Asian, love the name.
Yeah.
The point is well taken about anthropology courses, but also you're in complex analysis and real analysis, yeah?
I was.
Right. What about that is less cyclical and pointless than an anthropology course?
I feel like this is something that is totally riveting and ripe for radio conversation.
It doesn't have to be riveting, guys. It's probably birds.
Okay, so real analysis leads to Fourier. It leads to Fourier series, you can use to write just general noise as sums of sines and cosines, which you can actually use, which a computer can use to isolate different frequencies.
Why am I getting a second call? Why are two people calling me? Okay, I'm going to answer this call.
Fair.
Okay.
Hi, hello?
This is kind of going down the drain here.
Yeah, maybe we should steer the conversation there, away from academics.
You. Yeah, I think this is not the best way to steer this conversation.
Patrick, someone on the phone says hi to you.
It's Turmoil.
Turmoil. Oh.
Did they state their name?
I think he says hi back.
I say hello to whoever said hello to me. I appreciate the.
Okay, he took real. Okay, I'm going to put you on this show. Don't swear. Okay? You're on. You're both on the radio.
Hello.
Please don't swear.
How's your name?
Okay, so this person has said hi to Turmoil and is currently in real analysis. We're having a dialogue on my show.
We went to the burlesque after party tonight.
No, okay, don't talk too much about that because you're on the radio.
Yeah, that could get quite saucy.
Okay.
Very fast.
I have never had two people on the phone at once. Is Miguel still here?
Four people right now.
No.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, wow. It's five.
Okay.
Oh, what do we do?
Sorry, is crosstalk happening? I can't hear. Is crosstalk happening?
Probably.
Something is occurring.
Okay, let's take a quick vote. Real analysis, equivalent to anthropology or no? Asian, what do you think?
No.
No. Turmoil.
I think they're quite different subjects.
That's two no's. Miguel.
I raised this point purely to be a devil's advocate. I am not suggesting bear quiz.
No. Okay. The four people who are online too. Go.
Real analysis is the devil.
Okay, I'm gonna count that as yes.
Because that would necessitate equating anthropology to the devil.
Yes, that is what I've done.
My friend here said he took math in high school.
That's really nice for them.
Yes,
I think we all took math. In high school.
Congratulations, yes. On taking math in high school.
That's actually number 11 of the icebreaker. Did you take math in high school?
Jonah, you can't. You can't say this.
Sorry. With that being said, I'm glad we've had this discourse, and I think I'm going to hang up on both of you because this whole process has been wildly overwhelming.
Oh, I have no doubt. Apologies. Goodbye.
It's
okay.
Wonderful
talking to you guys.
It's been great. I don't know how to hang up the phone, so please hang up.
We can hang up.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, I think they're gone.
Wow. They can still hear you. You're on the radio.
I am, but yeah. I think they're gone. Okay, so we've had a discourse, and it's all because we asked number 8, what annoys you? I feel like I've gotten to know people already, so thank you, Stephanie Ray, for that. Oh, my, why is the phone ringing? Is that, maybe it was just a phantom flash.
I did not see a flash.
I saw a flash.
Okay.
Okay. For those listening at home, there's like a flasher that goes off and the phone rings. I think we're good, though. We're going to move on to number 9. What kind of car? ? Okay, if your workplace was a car, what kind would it be?
What?
My workplace?
Okay, that's the question.
Well, so is this under the assumption that we are currently having a meeting at our workplace?
No, I think it just means any old workplace, if your workplace was a car.
Like, how would I define my current workplace? Like, I work in different places.
Maybe the world's your workplace.
That's an interesting car.
All right, we should skip that one. The interest of time, we've kind of got to move on anyways. So number 10 is, what's your theme song? Does Asian, Turmoil, any quick answers?
Sweet Dreams by Eurythmics.
All right, excellent.
Mine is Time by Hans Zimmer.
Oh, wow, that's...
surprises everyone.
Yeah, that is surprising.
Because
given,
it's not a meme.
It's given not a your meme other, song, wow.
How you move through the world, yeah. I don't know if I can choose a theme song right now. I would need to think more.
It's not... Wait, you have a theme song. It's the Probably Birds theme song.
Okay, yeah. Never mind.
Literally.
I do have an actual theme song, and it is the Probably Birds theme song. You heard it tonight. Number 11, make a portrait. This is another visual activity.
Yeah, so fantastic for radio.
Okay, number 12, activity number 12 is use PM software for virtual teams. I don't know what that means.
I have no idea what that statement means.
We're going to move on. Number 13 is called Be Honest.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And once again, Asian Stephanie has anticipated your response. And she writes, it might seem like a dangerous door to open, but ask the team to be honest about their day. Maybe we'll skip that.
Yeah.
I went to the carnival.
All right. Well, here we're going to go. Asian went to the carnival. Turmoil picked Turmoil as their name.
Yeah.
And my name's Wet. Take it as you will. Speaking of, number 14 is called TMI.
Do we really want to...
Same question.
What is that one about?
It is just divulging an embarrassing story. We got to keep going, guys.
I had like 13 girlfriends on Club Penguin.
Okay. That's good. Asian?
I will use the same story I use at every icebreaker event.
Okay.
And that is when I was in either kindergarten or first grade, my elementary school put me on the cover of their magazine because I was the only Asian kid in the school.
Which is so relevant to right now. Real quick, I'm just going to say you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford because it's within the last 5 minutes of the show. We got to be quick. Embarrassing story for me. Well, in some ways, my embarrassing story is every week, Tuesday, 1 to 2 a.m. But also, one time I was like low-key canoodling with my girlfriend in eighth grade, and my teacher totally called us out. And that was kind of embarrassing.
Were you doing it in class?
It was art class.
What is canoodling?
That doesn't
make it better. How serious is canoodling?
It was low-key.
What does canoodling mean?
We were like being like... We were like... touching hands and stuff, hand to hand, like
you were holding hands in class.
But well, it's like, you know, there's like rubbing of hands. Feely. It was like, you know, caressing of hands.
Okay, so your clothes were on.
Yes,
that's good.
It was a bit much though. All right, we got 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes, 15. Last meal. It's a bit morbid, but what do you want to eat when you die?
Bowl of pho.
Okay, excellent.
Maybe ramen, actually.
Ramen, pho, ramen. That's good. I'm going to. Give me some sushi.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. But that might change. I don't know. Mac and cheese is good.
So is pizza.
Number 16 is called Stand Up. Remove the chairs from the room in which you're meeting and tell everyone that it's a stand-up meeting. Come on, guys.
Okay. We're going to stand up for the rest of the show.
This is literally the entire activity. It's standing up. So we've done that one. Great.
Okay.
17 is Start On Time.
Okay.
We did that, yes.
Now, we have done this, and this is, funnily enough, I feel like it should have been number one, but it comes in at 17.
38.
Okay, and now, let me tell y'all, this is the best icebreaker title I've ever heard, because it's to the point. It is, Who Are You? That is the name of the activity.
Why did the first activity make us choose pseudonyms, and then this one is asking us who we are?
It's a journey to the treasure kind of thing. This activity is when we are handed a blank sheet of paper and we write a short description of ourselves.
Nope.
God.
Nope.
But what's fun is that you then mix them all up and then try to guess what matches who.
Okay.
We're not going to do that now.
Not.
Okay. 19 is called The End. It is the penultimate item. I'm not even going to read the description because we're kind of running short on time
because
here.
Because it's the end.
Number 20 is called Hot and Cold, and you hide something, and then you say hot and cold.
No. That is not.
We're not going to do
that
either.
That is not something meant for adults. Are you serious?
I'm sitting down again. Sorry, Stephanie Ray. That's been 20 icebreaker games to make your meeting fun by Stephanie Ray on projectmanager.com.
I think that was a smashing success.
I think so, too. This has been Probably Birds. We did talk briefly about birds. I'll be here next week. Love yourself. I love you. You're beautiful. I usually talk more about that, but just, you know, keep it cool. You're fantastic and you're valuable, and I really do deeply care about all of you. That being said, we got 15 seconds. Should I say some goodbyes?
Yes, this is a goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye,
thank
Asian.
Thank you to our callers.
Excellent turmoil. And please do have a good night and take care. Great. It's